overpass, an underpass, a viaduct, any of that?
Sure. I mean, yeah, overpass.
That's what it would, well, that's what you would call mm-hmm. it?
I'd call it an overpass.
Okay.
Or a trestle.
A trestle, mm-hmm. a railroad trestle mm-hmm. for the train. Okay. What kind of parking would you do, say, you know, like if you got a car here and the space is there, and you have to swing it in like that?
Parallel.
Okay. Now, what about at a shopping center when you got spaces kind of angled like that and you mm-hmm. just drive your car? What kind of parking would you call that?
I don't know. Angle.
Angle parking?
Angle.
Okay, sure. Or maybe if you just got the spaces, you know, perpendicular to a curb and you just go straight in like that, what would that be?
I don't know.
Okay. Would you? I'd call it head-on parking.
Okay. Did you head-on parking.
Okay. All right. Are there places in town, in the downtown area, where you can drive your car in and park it there for the day, you know, and pay you a little fee? Maybe the thing
has like a parking lot kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yes, there are, but most of them are rented out on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. There are some parking garages around that you can park by the hour or whatever, by the day.
Yeah. When you say parking garage, you mean one of these multi-level mm-hmm, things?
Right.
That you, okay. Have you ever heard people call that a parking deck around here?
No, I haven't.
Been heard that. Okay. Oh, say downtown, a place between two buildings, some little kind of road or something, might be big enough for a car, might not be. What would you call that?
Alley.
Okay. Or a place in town, say where a building has been demolished, nothing's been built back, or where it was burned down, something like that. You just got a big nothing there.
Vacant lot.
Yeah. Could you have a place like that, say, in a neighborhood, maybe where something's, well, where nothing's ever been built? You just have the grass and...
Sure.
You mm-hmm. would call that a vacant lot, too?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And say if you were thirsty and you were in a public building, like the Capitol or something like that, where would you get a drink of water?
Out of a water fountain.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing if it were located, say, in a park outdoors?
Sure.
Still be a water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you name me some different kinds of cars and trucks? I'm interested mostly in just general terms rather than specific brands like Ford or Chevrolet, that kind of thing. Like, for example, what I'm talking about, I don't even know if they make these things anymore, but used to you could buy a car. The entire roof would fold back.
Convertible.
Yeah, so that's what I mean by general kind of car, like convertible.
Convertible hardtop. Let's see. What else? General terms, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything opposed to a hardtop? Well, when you say hardtop, what do you mean?
Talking about it's got a hard roof on it.
Okay, solid.
Mm-hmm, right. Words.
Okay. Would you ever use the term sedan to describe a car?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the word really doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. The way I distinguish between the two, and I don't know if it means anything or not, but a hardtop doesn't have that pillar, you know. If the car has four doors, there's some kind of pillar between the doors. Mm-hmm. And on the hardtop, the windows just come together like that. That's the way I just think. I don't know. You just don't use it.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a car.
Do you ever use the word coupe to describe a car?
Sure. Two doors.
Yeah. If it's two doors, it's a coupe.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever heard any maybe slang names for just one of these great big expensive jobs, expensive cars, fancy things?
Let me think. Not that I can think of right offhand. Of course, if I was black, I would say he's got a bad ride. You know?
A bad ride?
Yeah.
That's a black term for a big expensive.